apply. See site for details.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate. I don't know if they are aware of what they do, but they're saving children's lives every day.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The City of Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communications encourages you to sign up today for Smart 911. Smart 911 is a free online platform for entering important medical and household information to save time in an emergency. Dispatchers will see this info when you dial 911 from your registered phone, so they'll know about any medical or mobility issues, and even if you have pets that may need assistance in an emergency. It's free and easy to sign up for. Download the app or visit smart911.com. That's smart911.com.
Calling all LEGO fans. Celebrate the first LEGO set made from plants at the LEGO Planet Crew event at the Walmart at 7050 South Cicero Avenue on Saturday, September 7th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Build a sustainable superhero. Get the first LEGO set made from plants while supplies last, and more. Join the LEGO Planet Crew at Walmart on Saturday, September 7th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Only at 7050 South Cicero Avenue. Visit LegoPlanetCrewEvents.com for more information.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Labor Day is almost here, and Blinds.com is celebrating all your hard work by offering you huge savings on custom blinds, shades, and plantation shutters. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice. Now through September 3rd, save up to 50% on everything during Blinds.com's huge Labor Day sale. Plus, save an extra $20 on top of that with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free AutoZone Loan a Tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. We offer all sorts of tools for all sorts of jobs, and we'll even give you operating instructions so you know exactly how to use them. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Dunkin' has a whole new line of handcrafted signature lattes. Blueberry Crisp, Caramel Craze, and Cocoa Mocha. They're so delicious, you'll realize that you've been spending a whole latte time drinking the wrong coffee. So even though you've been together for years, it's time to say goodbye to your ex. Coffee Place. Because you've got a latte love for Dunkin' signature lattes. Sipping is believing with Dunkin's new handcrafted signature lattes, like Blueberry Crisp, Caramel Craze, or Cocoa Mocha. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy.
Was your team as physically fit as it should have been on opening night last year?
I don't know if we'll ever know the 100% answer to that. I thought we played well. You got to give credit to Green Bay for coming back and not giving up. And then for Aaron coming back and doing what he did.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The City of Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communications encourages you to sign up today for Smart 911. Smart 911 is a free online platform for entering important medical and household information to save time in an emergency. Dispatchers will see this info when you dial 911 from your registered phone, so they'll know about any medical or mobility issues, and even if you have pets that may need assistance in an emergency. It's free and easy to sign up for. Download the app or visit smart911.com. That's smart911.com.
Calling all LEGO fans. Celebrate the first LEGO set made from plants at the LEGO Planet Crew event at the Walmart at 7050 South Cicero Avenue on Saturday, September 7th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Build a sustainable superhero. Get the first LEGO set made from plants while supplies last, and more. Join the LEGO Planet Crew at Walmart on Saturday, September 7th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Only at 7050 South Cicero Avenue. Visit LegoPlanetCrewEvents.com for more information.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I was a kid, right, or a player when John Madden was doing it, and every time he hit the upright, it was like you just waited for him to say doink, you know? And I mean, it became part of watching the game of football. And sometimes, I don't know if Al and Michelle feel this way, but there are some games that you just get lost in, you know, and you almost forget you're talking to 30 million people or whatever it is. It happens in the Super Bowl sometimes as well. As I listen back to it, I really didn't think anything of it. I'll be honest with you. But my son, Jack, happened to be in the booth with me, and he came up to me afterwards and he said, "How did you do that? How did you come up with that?" And I go, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "You're trending on Twitter." And I said, "And that's never a good thing, right, Al? We know that already. If you're trending, oh, yeah, that means you got to go meet with the boss somewhere, you know, at the end of it." And it was, I was really just thinking out loud. I was like, I can't believe the Bears lost on a double doink, you know. It's like doink. I don't know, it was just one of those things. But I, you know, when I go to Philadelphia now, when they're not mad about something else with me, then I hear about that, and I hear a lot of places now. It's kind of funny.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Chris Collinsworth on the conference call talking about how he coined double doink.
Glad he's laughing.
Yeah. He's delighted. Yeah, Are you kidding?
He's delighted with himself. He's going to copyright that, sell t-shirts, for sure, and make a mint.
Double doink. Really? You hadn't heard that before? Well, I know I never want to hear it again.
Dad, you're trending on Twitter. That's probably not something you want to hear. No.
I guess that's nice.
Yeah, so Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, they talked with the media yesterday in advance of a week from Thursday.
Right.
Sunday Night Football's on Thursday.
That's right.
For week one, Packers, Bears. And
Season opener. For the league. It's the 100-year anniversary of the league. I don't know if you're aware.
I've heard that somewhere.
Not just the Bears. There's other teams involved.
Yeah, Collinsworth getting a good chuckle at the Bears' expense. But yeah, it was one of those things that's kind of funny.
Is it the 150-year anniversary of football? Like college football and everything else?
I think it is.
It didn't take 50 years.
A lot of anniversaries going on. I'm losing a little track of this.
What was the first game again? What was the first ever college football game?
I didn't know there would be
quiz here. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't realize the quiz was coming?
It was New Jersey versus Rutgers.
Oh, yeah.
On November 6th, 1869.
Okay.
I had Rutgers in the points.
You know what's funny about that is
final score was 6-4.
I believe if you actually look that up, that is also now imagine what this sport looked like. The first gridiron game was also considered the first soccer game ever played, a professional soccer game, not professional, just soccer game in America, and the first rugby game. So just take all those sports and throw them into a giant blender. And apparently that's what it was. And it grew into what we now call gridiron. Actually, I don't think we've ever called it gridiron. It grew into the
don't ever write gridiron. American I know you know that former.
I do it as a gag. I think it's hilarious.
Gridiron. That's how you know, like, you know, you somebody who hasn't written for a
buddy
a while,
of mine. A buddy of mine sent me a photo of of Mike Florio, and he's wearing like what looks like the old Bear uniform with the leather helmet and the whole thing. They're doing some kind of a promo thing for NBC Sports. And I said, wow, I didn't know that he played gridiron, because to me, that's what gridiron is. It's some like thing from the 1920s or 1907 that I don't know what you call it.
Is that like a writer thing? You're not supposed to write gridiron? Why is that?
Yeah.
Is
that it's an English term for American football. Sure.
Cliche.
Yeah.
It's just a cliche. I call it hand egg, because it's not really the ball is shaped like an egg.
But you use your hands.
You don't use your foot.
Gridiron is the layout of the field, right? Isn't the gridiron the surface or the design of the field? Is that what it is?
I suppose.
Oh my God! You've just clammed up over grid. You're still peeved about the 150 years.
I don't
football.
Know. Yeah, I'm not peeved about anything. I'm not sure. I'll work on that, and I'll have a full report tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's the Bears' 100th anniversary, and ditto the Green Bay Packers, and Thursday night will be the big season, a week from Thursday, excuse me. Tomorrow will be
the preseason finale. Speaking of Florio and NBC Sports Network, did you see where Phil Simms was on, I think, with his son Chris, and talked about Chase Daniels being a liability for the Bears, a potential
Chicago
liability.
Chicago would worry me. Chase Daniels, yes, he's going to be great in preseason.
Right.
I saw him play those two games last year, and especially outdoors, you have to worry a lot. You have a Super Bowl team, and if you have to go on the road, go on the road, play in Chicago or anywhere else, that I think the situation's not perfect, he's going to struggle.
Right.
It's just plain and simple.
Chase Daniel is the quarterback of the Bears. I would say Jack Daniels is probably lethal in certain situations.
And probably what you want to drink after Chase Daniel plays quarterback for the Bears.
But it's almost like Jeffries and Jeffrey. I mean, he's singular.
Okay,
he's
semantics aside, what do you think about his opinion?
Why semantics aside?
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. He's evaluating the quarterback.
Semantics are never aside on
this
program.
Right. I know. How dare you? I just thought I'd point it out that the guy is a singular entity.
He is a singular entity.
And again, I think it's fun when you have a guy who could be Daniel Chase as opposed to Chase Daniel. I like those names that are reversible.
What did you think about what Phil Simms had to say?
Chicago would worry me. Chase Daniels.
Listen, I think he's right. I think we talked about it. We've been talking about it, that guy makes $6 million a year to work as a tutor of the quarterback, not to be a guy that actually plays. I think he could probably get you in and out of a game. We saw that last year. I don't think if anything happens to Mitch long term, then you better get on the waiver wire. And I don't know. Would you bring back, certain Indiana resident that now lives in Nashville?
No.
Huh?
No.
Make that call?
No, I wouldn't make that call.
If anything happens to Mitch, is it Jay time?
No. Absolutely not.
Oh my God. It's a total joke.
I didn't realize till NBC.
He'll be an indie anyway, right?
JJ.
Some people are just too stupid to breathe the same air that we breathe, and a lot of them live in Indiana.
Where'd you get that?
That was the Dallas commentator, Dale Hansen. And I liked what he had to say, because he came off and he lashed out at Colts fans for booing Andrew Luck. And I liked everything he had to say, except for the part we had to generalize about Indiana.
Injuries to players like Devin Smith and Jalen Smith is why the reaction to Colts quarterback Andrew Luck's decision to retire is so incredibly stupid. Luck has a long list of injuries from playing this game: a concussion, a lacerated kidney, torn cartilage in a shoulder that kept him out a year, rib and two. He decides to walk away while he still can. And fans at the Colts game Saturday night actually booed him as he walked off the field. How stupid do you have to be? How bad does your life have to be that you think booing Andrew Luck, or even criticizing him, as some guy on Fox did, is somehow the right response? Some people are just too stupid to breathe the same air that we breathe, and a lot of them live in Indiana. But a lot of them go to football games everywhere, too. Football fans who will cheer the player who beats up a woman, drives drunk and kills people, cheer the player who uses illegal drugs, and will cheer the player who cheats to win, Boo, a 29-year-old man who has been in constant pain for 4 years because he chooses his life over money. I might be as stupid as so many of you tell me I am, but I have never been that stupid.
Wow. That's good. He's right.
He's right about most of it. I mean, Doug Gottlieb.
Some people are just too stupid to breathe the same air that we breathe. And a lot of them live in Indiana.
That's Kevin, who's playing
whatever.
That.
And I've stopped talking.
He's from Northwest Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's funny.
It's funny.
Play it's not, drop he's not again. Wrong.
Boy, you're, look at you. You're getting mad. Just,
no, he's entitled to his opinion. That's fine.
Yeah,
I agree with him on a lot of that stuff.
But I do too.
The guys who came out against Andrew Luck, there's no excuse for that.
But I do wonder if the same had happened in any NFL city during a game, and you find out midway through it, would there not be a lot of fans tearing their jersey off, or you know, a lot of liquored up people that would hang around? To
I don't think there's any question that if it happened in Philly and Boston, Chicago, Denver, New York.
Maybe the Giants fans, because they all nodded off, because that's the old group. But the young people, J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 the younger generation of fan, they'd be pretty peeved, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but
disappointed, the shock to their system, that's not...
doesn't reflect well.
It doesn't, you know, it's a bad look. It's an absolutely bad look. But
all right. Speaking of bad looks, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor and do some transition. Why do you always make jokes about that? We'll bring in, I'm talking to myself. We'll bring in Dan and Connor, and we'll do a little transition next. Find out what they think of the insult to all Hoosiers. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score.
Honey, I switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Like what?
Well, we got four free LG Stylo 5 phones, four lines for just $25 per line per month. I smashed up the car and unlimited gigs.
Wait, did you say you smashed up the car?
Yes, it's completely smashed. But four free phones.
Switch to Boost and get four lines for just $25 per line per month. Four free phones with unlimited gigs, all on our super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Terms and conditions apply. New customers only. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
Until you've tried CBD products, you don't have any idea how powerful they may be for so many health concerns, or why CBD users say it's done a complete turnaround for me. CBD from the cannabis plant may provide many of the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. It requires no prescription. Discover gimmick-free CBD at cbdistillery.com and enter Dustin for 20% off. Again, enter Dustin for 20% off at cbdistillery.com.
The City of Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communications encourages you to sign up today for Smart 911. Smart 911 is a free online platform for entering important medical and household information to save time in an emergency. Dispatchers will see this info when you dial 911 from your registered phone, so they'll know about any medical or mobility issues, and even if you have pets that may need assistance in an emergency. It's free and easy to sign up for. Download the app or visit smart911.com. That's smart911.com.
Calling all LEGO fans. Celebrate the first LEGO set made from plants at the LEGO Planet Crew event at the Walmart at 9265 195th Street on Sunday, September 8th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Build a sustainable superhero, get the first LEGO set made from plants while supplies last, and more. Join the LEGO Planet Crew at Walmart on Sunday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9265 159th Street. Visit LEGOPlanetCrewEvents.com for more information.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Ryan Pace, they're not just talking about a championship. They're talking about a dynasty. Is that different than just winning a championship?
We welcome these expectations. That's a good thing to finally have those put on us, you know. And so as long as we keep on acquiring the right players to fit this culture, the future's bright.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score. Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
I know the Ohio thing with Bone Thugs, but I'm wondering why that particular song is the walk-up music. Is it because you're thuggish and ruggish? Is it...